But nonetheless,
Miracle 985. So four callers. So folks, try as a courtesy to the other callers. Please keep your questions short and to the point. And please avoid any lectures because other people are waiting behind you to ask their questions. There you go. To your seventh caller, you are first. First name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Greg. And my question is,
how did you
I have a business.
Greg?
Oh,
how did you hear about us?
I found you on the internet. I'm sure it was or a talk show that referred you, but I've known about you for a couple of years.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, my question is, I'm a small business owner. I was a sole proprietor, and I got a hold of a tax lawyer, and they told me to incorporate. So now I'm a C corp. Would that affect anything? Should I do something different? Or am I covered just by using your documents and that type of thing?
If you decide to join the Restore Freedom Plan and be part of the solution to restoring freedom in America, you'll be covered anyhow. However, you would not want to sign anything with the IRS. That C Corp is saying that it is a Washington, D.C. C Corp or S Corp. Just dump it. You don't need that. Okay, if you want to just do it. Is it C Corp or S Corp, by the way? C Corp, you said?
Yes.
C Corp, it's okay, but even a C Corp does not need to file a 1040 income tax confession trap form or any other federal form because the only corporations required to file tax forms and pay federal income tax are federal corporations, domestic within the United States. And what does the United States mean? The District of Columbia. So if your C Corp is a District of Columbia corporation, dump it. But if it's from any other place besides the District of Columbia, that's fine. You can keep it and use it. However, for the corporation to be protected under our Restore Freedom Plan, it would need to have its own separate membership because legally it's a separate legal entity. So you may want to just dump it and save the money. You don't really need it. If you want, you can just get a limited liability company that would get the job done. And then even IRS considers single member or sole owner LLCs disregarded for tax purposes. So for that reason, you would not need to get a separate membership for your LLC versus a C Corp. You would want to do that to protect your corporation as well. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know, whether to keep that or not.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for your question.
Well, that answers my question.
Great.
Thank
I
you.
I appreciate that, my friend. You're welcome.
All right.
Let's go to our next caller from area code 360. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi. My name is Tana, and
I'm sorry,
I heard about
again.
You.
Little, turn it up a little bit louder, please. Charlotte, you said?
Tana with a T.
Tana, okay.
Yeah. I heard about you through the Federal Mafia book. The website that was listed in the book, and then I was referred to your website by digging around on that site. And my question is, my ex-husband receives a pension from the Navy, DOD, and I receive a small portion of that. So technically that's federal. And I was wondering if I need to pay taxes and file on that particular portion, or since I was never an employee, just a spouse and now an ex-spouse, how that applies.
Very good question. Yes. You do have to, that portion of the federal money that you get, because that comes from your ex-husband performing functions of federal public office, being in the military, which is a function of the federal government. Yes, you'd have to pay income tax on that on a 1040 NR. NR stands for non-resident alien, because you do not reside in the United States, which is District of Columbia. And someone who's not from D.C. is alien to D.C. Therefore, you are a non-resident alien with respect to Washington, D.C., and that's the 1040 form that you want to file only for that small Navy income. All the other money that you receive are yours to keep without having to file any form with the federal government.
Right on. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's now go to call from area code 971. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, I'm Lita, and I'm from, I heard about you from following a truther on Facebook that referenced one of your videos, and then I started following you. And thank you for all the good videos that you have out there. I haven't filed, and so I actually got a letter from the state that says notice and demand to file. And it's basically saying that I need to file. It's like basically demanding to file within 30 days.
What state?
And then they like Oregon.
Okay.
And so peace of mind, like my only concern is like I don't want down the road to get like a notice to owe, but if I don't file, because I'm not planning on filing, but is this something that they're going to like eventually like, because it says like if you don't file, the request return will calculate the tax you owe and then they'll charge all this stuff. So I'm assuming like, I don't know how the, like when people receive letters, I don't know if it's just like a canned letter, but and later on they're going to like send a letter with like what I owe and then come after me.
Well, Lisa, unfortunately, Oregon, following the footsteps of its communist neighbor South, the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, is become a communist state country, and their state income tax agency is becoming more aggressive, like California. Not quite, but close. And yes, the states are a separate issue than the federal government. Remember, in America, we have 51 countries. Every state is a country, the same as Germany, Italy, and France, who are part of the European Union, but they're countries. And they're delegated a few powers to the European Union government, which is headquartered in Belgium. We have 50 countries. Okay, they have delegated certain specific powers to the federal government, which is headquartered in a separate independent land called the District of Columbia. So every state is different situation. 8 states do not even claim to have a state income tax, like Florida, where I am from. So I encourage any and all of you to consider seriously, if you're a freedom lover, move to a no state income tax state like Florida. For example, there's a reason why Governor DeSantis of Florida 4 years ago won the vote by a bare majority of 50%, but this time he won by a huge landslide of 60 to 40%. What happened is everybody was tired of these, just staying home and, don't go nowhere, no freedoms. They all escaped to Florida and said, all of us will vote for the guy who stood up for us and didn't take our freedoms away, lock us down, our livelihood away. That was DeSantis. So I would suggest you consider dumping Oregon as soon as you can, number one. Okay. And that, by the way, is a quick, simple, easy solution to state problems because the states cannot go to other states' sovereign territory and steal their money. That's right. Oregon cannot go to California, Nevada, or Texas, or Florida to steal your money. So if you plan to leave Oregon, sooner than later, you can don't worry about them too much. Okay? If you plan to stay there long term now, unfortunately, because of that choice, you're going to have some challenges. And it's not exactly an easy 1, 2, 3 answer because some states are more corrupt and aggressive. California, New York, their judicial system is shot. They don't have one. It's entirely communist. You argue law, they want to just slap you for reminding them of their treason that they're committing. So there's no simple one answer I can give you on what to do without knowing more about your situation and your plans. Do you want to? Some people, like in California, they say, well, look, it's so bad. I just pay California. We'll file and pay California as long as the big dog, IRS, I can have them leave me alone. That's good for them. Some people say, I want to fight them. Some people say, I'll leave. So there's no one-size-fits-all answer. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Approximately, how much do you make? What year they're after you? And how much they only ask you for return. So they ask me those questions. Answer those. What year they're after you? And during that year, how much did you make approximately? And do you plan to stay in Oregon long term?
Well, I got two letters. So one, the last tax return I filed was back in 2017. So I got two letters to file 2018 and 2019. And
okay.
During those years, so that was probably, 5 years ago, I probably was making between, I would say in those years, probably like around $60,000 to $80,000.
Okay. So for 18 and 19, you said years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hadn't, I haven't filed since my last, the last tax return is 2017, but I haven't filed 2018 up to now. So, but I only got two letters for those 2 years.
And when did you receive those letters?
January 18th.
Of this year?
Correct.
Okay. Well, legally speaking, there's no action required on your part. You can wait for them to issue an official tax proposal letter to you anyways. So at this point, it probably would be better to leave them alone anyhow. Let's see if they ask for if they propose the tax on you and take it from there. Now, let me ask you the third question. Do you plan to stay in Oregon long term?
Probably not. But it won't be not any. We'll probably at least stay another 5 years, 5 or more years. I don't know. What do you mean by long term? What would you think? Like, of course, I wouldn't want to be here.
5 or more years, you're going to be here for another 5 years, perhaps. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. So at this point, Judy, your options are more lucid. You know, they're not so black and white. I would wait a little bit longer. You see what happened during these lockdowns because of the social distancing requirements. A lot of the employees were not there to do anything. So they left non-filers alone also. But these communist states like California and Oregon are hungry for money. So they're picking up pace and sending out letters asking people to file tax confession forms and pay more money. But Oregon does follow federal laws, the federal tax forms. So if you do not owe anything to the IRS, you really legally owe nothing to the state of Oregon either. But I wonder how lawless they are. You know, so at this point, I would say just don't do anything with Oregon. Focus on the IRS, and let's take it from here forward.
Focus on the IRS, is that what you said?
Yes. Do you have your own business? Oh,
okay. Because that, you mean like, when you say IRS, you mean like this on the federal side of it, on the federal return? Or?
Federal. That's right. Federal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because like, even like worst case scenario, since it is like the state return is kind of based off the federal return. So if I ended up saying like, if I did file the tax return, the state, I could just file the state, but not the federal.
I mean, you can eventually put zeros on your state return and turn it in because you have zero on your 1040 federal form because you have no federal form. It's the same as zero. You take that zero for the federal form, put it on Oregon form as far as your taxable income, and go from there.
Yeah, because, right, but what I'm saying that is I don't have to file a federal return, though, just the state. Because
you legally do not have to file state either, but I'm telling you, states, some of them are more aggressive than others, and they ignore the law. The IRS and the federal courts are much better and giving you some due process of law and following law a lot better. And not to mention, the IRS is so dysfunctional and broken, they're easy to beat. California, for example, being right by Silicon Valley, they're very highly organized, computerized, aggressive, and on it. Oregon, not too far. They get some bad way also. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. But I see where you're going with this, putting zero because of the – since I don't owe for federal, I could file the return. But I think I'm just going to wait out, so see what happens.
I would wait a little bit longer. I know you want to do something. So do I. I want to be proactive. But on some occasions, no action is really the best action until later on things become more clear. I mean, they may not come after you anymore. They may just leave you alone and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Lisa. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 917. Another call we have from area code 917. From this one is... from 344 prefix. Go ahead, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Baba, you have your TV on. Go ahead and turn off your computer, your volume down, because I can hear myself on your computer. Go ahead, turn it down, what you have on your computer, and just listen to me through the... Blog Talk Radio.
How you heard about Freedom Law School?
Are you there,
school?
Caller?
And then your question, please. Well, we have your TV on. Go ahead and turn off your computer.
That he's not listening in. So let's go to mute him. Folks, I'm going to put the call, announce that call number one more time. There's no wait right now. If you have a question, the number to call is 657. 383-1755, and on your telephone keypad, push 1, and that will let me know you have a question to ask. Number to call is 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone keypad to let me know you have a question, and I'll get your question right away. We have, looks like, new callers. From area code 514. Okay, hold on. And then let's see, we have, Lisa. I think we answered Lisa's question. Lisa, you're going to, if you're done, if you have more questions, I'll come back to you. Let's go to the call from area code 514, and then let's get to other people who may be waiting. Are you there, my friend? Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and your question, please.
Oh, my name is Mike. I am a Freedom Law School student, and for a few months.
Okay, you don't have to ask your question here. Remember, as a Restore Freedom Rally member, you get to have all your questions, Mike, answered privately, unlimited, anything and everything relating to IRS, state income tax agencies, employers, third parties, all that is taken care of. So you don't have to ask questions here if you don't want to. But if you want to ask something here, that's fine too. You're welcome to it, my friend. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, my question was, When I work for certain people being self-employed, they want a W-9 from me. Now, can I send them a W-9 with the exemption, the same as the W-2 that you, or the W-4, whatever it is that you send, you know, your employer?
No, that's a whole different ballgame. The reason they want a W-9 form, because they want you to declare yourself to be a U.S. person, which is a District of Columbia person, which you're not. And mm-hmm. then as a D.C. person who is performing functions of federal public office, which is in being involved in a trade or business, that's what performing functions of public office is in the federal tax laws. Based upon the notice of the 1099, I bought that to the IRS. There's no withholding from your paycheck for what you get. The W-2 employees
right, yeah.
have money stolen out of their paycheck. You don't have that. That's the whole. But you don't want them to issue a 1099 to the IRS either. Okay, and that's something that we right now we're preparing a response. We actually have a response for you, my friend, as what to do with the people that want to have you give a W-9 to them first before they pay you. So contact Freedom Law School. This is one of the benefits that you get right now on walking you through that whole W-9 process. Eventually
okay.
soon, I'll be putting more of that information online on our videos and our website for free for everybody to use. But I haven't done that yet because I'm still refining that process a little bit more and more. So before I put it out there in the public for everybody to do it for free, and I want to make sure it's completely really plugged in right so you don't have to call me, hey, what's going on? I want to help have people help themselves for free if they want to. But call our office right now, tomorrow. And Mike, and we can help you with that situation, my friend.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike. My pleasure, my friend. Okay, let's see. We got more callers. Let's see. We have a caller from area code, 507. That's right, 507. Caller, go to give me your first name. How you heard about it?
Joshua.
Okay, Joshua. And how did you hear about us, Joshua?
Oh, God, man, I've been following you probably since you started on YouTube.
Okay.
Been a long time listener.
Okay.
Anyway, my question, yeah, a long time. Anyway, my question, my mom, she's 78 now.
Mm-hmm.
And how does she avoid paying her taxes on her, you know, retirement income, such as 401, IRA, and I think she even says she's paying on Social Security?
Look,
we're in Minnesota.
Again, the question is what? Who got to file income tax, Joshua?
I'm sorry, what?
Who has to file up income tax? Federal income tax, who's got to pay it?
Well, I think it might not be income tax. It might be capital gains.
No. Hold on, guys. Listen. Whether you make capital gains, stocks, bonds, rental income, investments, wages, business, commission, all that. All of that is federal income tax or not, depend on where the land source of the money is. If you have capital gains or wages or business income from France, pay income tax to France. Or Egypt, pay income tax to Egypt. Or Japan, pay income tax to Japan. Or D.C., pay to D.C.
No, this is from her 401.
It doesn't matter. All that is, listen, it's not the type of income. It's where the money comes from, the location of the money, where it comes from. Got it?
Yep. Comes from in-state or,
as long
you know, in the country.
The money in your money, mom, is not from the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do with those guys in a swamp. It's all her money.
Yep.
Remember, America is not one country. We do not live in one country.
Right.
We each live in 50 countries, 50 countries
yep,
in a
yep,
union.
Yep. Totally
okay?
Get it.
We've been brainwashed. America's one country. No, no, no. We're no more one country than France, Germany, and Italy, and Europe, who are part of the European Union, are one country. You say France is an independent country, so is Italy, so is Germany, right?
Yes.
So is Florida,
so is Minnesota,
California, Texas. That's why Joe Biden gave State of the Union address, right, a few days ago. Because America
yep.
is not a country. It's a union of 50 states. He does not give a state of the country address because America is not one country. It's 50 countries in a union. And that union
yep.
government was given its own independent land and district of criminals. D.C.
Yeah, right.
If you have money from D.C. of any kind, they want their cut. If your money's not from D.C., if it's from France, Japan, Texas, California, Florida, okay, South Africa, they have no business wanting your money or your mom's money. Understood?
Yes, I do. So if... Like you're saying, like the demonstration today where he filled out, you know, the W-4, when she goes out, say she does her 1040 or whatever, all she would have
well,
to
stop,
do,
stop,
wouldn't she
stop,
do the
stop,
same thing?
Stop,
put exempt?
Stop you. What means she goes out her 1040? She doesn't have a 1040
what,
to file. She does not have a 1040 to file. That 1040 is U.S. individual income tax, and that U.S. means Washington, D.C. income tax.
Sure.
Is your mother from the District of Columbia?
No.
Okay. In tax law, in Internal Revenue Code, the United States is defined as the District of Columbia. Those are the people that, according to this book, any income, the capital gains, wages, commission, salaries, they must pay income tax to the federal government. Your mom is not one of them.
Right.
So she does not have to fill out that 1040 form any more than someone from Egypt or France. You understand that?
Right, because she's not an employee of the government.
No, no, no. She's also not physically from the United States here in the federal tax law, which is the District of Columbia.
Right.
That's the bigger part. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
I
there's
do.
No 1040 your mom goes to fill out. So now, having understood that, please continue with what you want to ask.
No, you answered it, Payman. That was great because – I've been telling her for years she doesn't owe any taxes, and she doesn't believe me, but, you know, it's been brainwashed in her head for, you know, 50 years that she's got to pay taxes.
Well, let me
so, no,
get
you answered my question. I will let the next caller.
You
let,
know what,
no,
Josh, what you want to do is this. Your mom, have her come to your place, wine and dine her. Her favorite food, cooked home or outside food from Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, Outback, whatever she likes, Thai food, Persian, get it to her. Then have her go to your biggest computer screen or television. Have her go to our website, okay, freedomlawschool.org, okay? And right there, what you want to do is go have her scroll down, show her the 7 steps, okay?
Yeah.
Free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with 100% protection. Step 1, arm yourself with the law, right? The 7 steps are there. So you go down and click on below, start the 7 steps right here, okay? And when you do that, it takes you, click, go scroll down some more. There it is. There's a
yep.
nine, minute video. You have a mom watch this. Have me pause it whenever you don't understand something clearly and fully. Okay? We pause it. If necessary, we'll rewind it to make sure you catch that. Do not let it go on until you understand everything that's been said so far. We'll remind it. Remember, Mom. And then after 10 minutes, you ask them any questions further from there. You say, do you understand now? You are not, for tax purposes, a U.S. citizen. For nationality purposes, yes, you and I and your mom, all of our are U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and state citizens all at the same time. Income tax purposes, we are not U.S. citizens or U.S. persons. For income tax purposes. Okay.
Right. A state
national. She'll understand that. And she's going to go, wow, son, all my life. Thank you for educating me.
Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You're welcome. All right.
We'll be talking soon. I'm gonna set up an appointment with you.
Okay. Okay, brother. Look forward to talking to you very soon.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you, Payman.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Let's
go. We have a caller from area code, I think, 941, right? Yeah, let's go to the call from area code 941. And where are you from, my friend? Your first name? How are you?
My name is John, and I'm
from your question. Uh-huh.
Yeah. My name is John, and I'm from Florida. And I've met you personally across the street from the Italian restaurant at one point. And
I remember
utilized some of your services and informations. But I heard about you from Bill Huff about 15 years ago. So, and he's long since deceased, rather. I have a question for you. As a non-resident alien, are you a resident of the state in which you reside or the state in which you were born?
The state that you're right now. You may have been
very good. I'm
Texas, Florida. And you try to change that to Florida, that's your business. You can do that.
Okay. Very good. I thank you. God bless you. You do a great job, and I appreciate all that you do, sir.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right. Let's see. I think we have someone from area code 470 with a question. For a call from area code 470, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Area code 470.
This is Caroline. I heard about you from a friend of a friend, and I wasn't really prepared to have a question, but one thing I was wondering is, you have instructions on your website about how to notify your employer about your W-4 exemption, and I'm just wondering, why is that necessary? That's between me and the IRS. That has nothing to do with my employer. So why do I have to send them all that, the paperwork for that?
Okay, so as an employee, the employer steals a bunch of money from you and sends it to the IRS. Do you want them to do that, or
right.
you want the employer to continue doing that?
No, like, why can't I just check exempt, and then why do I have to send them, you know, the pages about explaining, you know, why I don't owe the IRS money? And, I mean, that's between me and the IRS, not between my employer.
Great question. I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Let's include this in the video post edition because I'm going to answer that. That's very some issue I've covered, which I neglected to do. And thank you for bringing up Caroline.
Okay.
A good question people ask is, why, Payman, do I have to do all this rigmarole with a W-4 exempt? Why can't I just check exempt, give it to my employer, stop the withholding, and be done with it? That's so simple. Why do I have to quote the law at the bottom of this form and the law attached? Because you want to be like me, a good chess player, and see several moves ahead of the criminals. in the past few decades, when people would have done that, and people did do it, on occasions, the IRS would pick one of these people and charge them with tax evasion. You evade your fair share of taxes by stopping withholding on your paycheck, don't paying your fair share up front, and then don't file, don't confess you or the IRS anything, and you end up not paying your fair share of taxes. With that charge, they drag you before 12 Americans who are almost always all filers. They're typically government workers or big corporation workers. Because the government and big employers pay the jurors the same salary while they're doing jury service. But if you're a small business owner, you tell the judge, "Judge, I cannot take 2 weeks off from my work. I got contracts, obligations with my customers, and I cannot just take time off so easily." The judge says, "No problem. We'll let you off the hook. Go take care of your business." And so they let the independent-minded people that are likely to be non-filers go, and who remains are mostly government workers and big corporate workers who are, on the average, have the cog in the wheel, follow the orders, don't think independently mindset, on the average. Not all of them, but on the average. So these guys, all their employers, forces them to a lot of W-4 for them before you work. Otherwise, you cannot work here. You're fired. You will not be hired. Go get another job. So they all do it for a week, fill out the W-4 for them. And then by next year, they say, "Ooh, I want to get some of that money back. Let me fill out the W-4, 1040 form to get some of the money that was stolen from me, get a little bit of it back so I can buy a new car, furniture, or I'll pay my debts off." So you end up with these people on the jury, and the government lawyer tells the juror, "This is a tax cheat. Doesn't want to pay his fair share." So you end up holding harder, working harder, paying more than your fair share. Oh, because this tax cheat doesn't want to pay his fair share by stopping the automatic withholding from his paycheck that would otherwise normally take place, and things would have been just fine. But no, this cheater stops the withholding and doesn't file that he owes anything and gets away with it. No, we can't let him get away with that. Convict him of evading his fair share of taxes, send him to prison. And the jurors, after the trial they're done, they look at each other, say, "Huh, yeah, the government lawyer is right. This guy says he's not required to file income tax according to the law. Where is he up with that nonsense? What an idiot. I think such stupidity too. He doesn't have to pay his fair share of taxes. Of course we got to file income tax. All my life I have. Haven't you?" "Sure I have, Charlie. How about you, Nancy?" "Me too. How about you, Robert?" "Of course. We all have withholding from our paycheck. And then we file, pay our fair share, maybe get a little refund back or not, but we all have a withholding and have pay our fair share, except this tax cheat." "Yeah, guys, of course. We all agree to convict this tax cheat." "Yeah, all 12 of us. Judge, he's guilty. And judge will put you in prison." You see, because you did not make a record of what you're doing and why you're doing it to show the jury the law. See, the judge generally wouldn't let the jury see the law because the judge supposed to be the neutral advisor to the jury. Jury is the boss. The judge is the neutral advisor advising the jury of what the law is that applies. So the government lawyer will tell the judge, "Judge, holy, holy priest of the system. Oh, you almighty judge. Okay? This guy cannot show the law to the jury because that might confuse the jury what the law is. You tell them what the law is. And the judge simply rattles off at one point that this guy is required for a income tax because these sections I'm just rattling off. And the jury never questions it because, duh. Judge, you don't need to rattle off these code sections. We already know we got to pay our fair share. But okay, whatever. You could have bigger law before the jury unless you made the record of it. You see, now that W-4 exempt form is exhibit one for you go to prison for tax evasion. Because here, you signed it, you put on exempt on the box. You see, so but you see, that if that W-4 exempt has the garlic in there for the vampire called the law attached to it, law quoted, it says, you know, attached as part of this, now the government lawyer knows the jury will get to see the law and to see the laws on your side. Now, you don't have to file a pick of tax. These 12 jurors will realize, oh, my gosh, he's innocent. We've been ripped off, too. Whoa! He's the innocent guy. The crooks are the IRS agent, the government lawyer, and that judge who is allowing this court proceeding to still go on. See, we don't want that. Why would they do that? That'd be stupid of them. They'd rather go after somebody who's into all these baseless legal theories called what I call patriot mythologies. I'm a sovereign citizen, national, state citizen, woohoo. I call my straw man. I name it all capital letters in those letters from the IRS. That's not me. That's a dead corporate fictional entity. I'm back under common law. Not statutory, Admiral Zero Finch flag jurisdiction. I don't use zip code on my mail. UCC, you know, Uniform Commercial Code. You know, I'm out of the jurisdiction by this magical formula that I tied my, I severed my adhesion contracts. I got my national citizenship back. I got the green passport. And on and on. These are a sampling of baseless legal theories that people use that the jurors look at and say, can you believe this guy believes in these ridiculous theories? He just doesn't want to pay his fair share, guys. They're going to get those guys, if anybody. Not you, because you have the law attached to the 1040 form. It's garlic to the vampire. Stay away. That's why you want to make a record. That way I make sure not even one of you ever gets in trouble for doing your right, your duty to stop and steal your money, despite these crooks and criminals. This is why the chess player mindset comes in. What I just showed you is I thought several moves ahead what the criminals in D.C. would do to keep you a slave, to make an example out of you for the other slaves. See? See how we got here on here? We got Caroline, her head's on a stick. You know? See? If you don't file for your fair share, we put you in prison like Caroline. That's what they want to do, and I will not let them get away with that by getting any of you in trouble. So that's why you want to do this form with the laws quoted at the bottom of the W-4 exam, mentioning the laws are attached. So if they take it to the jury without attachment, you tell the jury, look, it says laws are attached. I'm quoting here. Oops, geez. We have to show the jury the law because the jury will see we're hiding something. The government sees they're hiding. Because you say, look, I had the law attached. They don't want you to see it. I had it attached. Oops. Don't embarrass us. You're too smart. You're too intelligent, well-prepared. You see, they're not dumb and stupid. They'll leave you alone, and that's what you want. Right, Carolyn? Everybody, folks?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you want to do it correctly.
Okay.
Any other questions, Caroline?
My employer has, like, 90,000 employees, and I'm not really sure where to even send that. So, but
does it matter?
Thank you for answering
you
that.
You send it, you give it to your payroll department, gal. It doesn't, as long as it's Do you use the proper with the form with the modifications we have on the additions and all the attached? Doesn't matter if it's a payroll gal, the supervisor, controller, VP of human resources. Doesn't matter. It goes in your file. The IRS and the Department of Injustice lawyers will not want to use the W-4 exempt against you because if you use it against them, that's why. It doesn't matter who you give it to at the company.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go. I think we have some more people with questions. Let's see. We got the call from Erica 985 who left. Guys, I'm going to get your questions. Just hang in there. We got a call from area code. Looks like 321 area code. And then from 850, hang in there. I'll get you to my friend. Okay, just hang in there. I'll get to all of you one at a time. Area code 321 caller, what is your first name? How you heard about it? And then your question, please.
Yeah, this is Chappie. I've known you for years, and I don't really have a question, Paymont. I just want to say you're doing an excellent job. You're one of very few that that stay right on point, and I got to, you know, congratulate you, man, because I've been around this for since 88, and you want to say something?
No, I just want to thank you for that that loving words. I appreciate that, my friend. But let me get to other people with questions before they get tired and leave. You know?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, okay. I just had to say it. I got more to say, but go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your love and support of Freedom Work. What you want to do is join a Restore Freedom Plan and tell other people about us so you can get paid. That's what you want to do. People like you. Jackson, what's your name? How do you say your name again? Anyhow, yeah, what you want to do, my friend, is tell others about us, folks. That's how we'll take a country back. We stop paying the criminals who used to think were our protectors. The federal government used to be our protectors. That's what the founding fathers created the U.S. government for, to protect us. That was a noble cause, folks. But unfortunately, they have turned that entity into against the American people. So we're going to stop our voluntary support of the D.C. regime. The money that legally we never have to pay it anyways, we stop that. And we tell other Americans, hey, take back our country. Use your First Amendment right to free speech and association and press. Tell everybody about it, okay? And you'll be rewarded for good commissions for telling others. 50% of anybody you tell about us, the first year membership, goes toward your membership, or you have to pay cash or crypto. So it's a win-win arrangement to get our country back, folks. So that's what you want to do, my friend. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate that. We have a call from Eric called to see. I think we have 850 Eric with caller. Right, let's go to him. We got some other ones. I'll get you guys next. Hang in there, folks. I'm 850 caller. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Yeah, this is a truth seeker. I found out about you so long ago, I don't even remember how. And my question is about Social Security. Isn't that from D.C.? And if so, you know, we're non-resident aliens. Do we have to pay income tax on that?
Well, you got a good point there. I've done some preliminary research on that issue, and it looks like the whole Social Security scam is also based upon D.C., but I have not done a conclusive, more detailed broken-down analysis of that for you, honestly. So, yes, that's why they tax Social Security, admission to Social Security, or not. That's why they can exempt Social Security, so much of it. And after so much income, other income, it stops being exempted tax on Social Security because it is federal income, okay? So, however, here's the reality of it. The federal government has been lying to us for over 100 years. 1930 income tax law was only applied to Washington, D.C. and several federal territories. So for well over 100 years, these guys have been stealing your money by deception. So to get some of that back, that's as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. Because they told you lying that the money goes in your retirement fund. But legally, guess what? All of the Social Security tax money is spent immediately down the federal rat hole of waste, corruption, and criminality. Okay? They pretend that your money you put in 34 years ago was saved up to your retirement now. So if you want to do that, if you've been getting Social Security, fine. Keep taking it from the thieves. Now, I would recommend, ideally what you want to do, if you can, if you know, is to stop being dependent on the sourceless system which they trained us to rely on and plan on. Okay? And the ideal way to do that is to tell others about the Restore Freedom Plan. We have a freedom fund for freedom lawsuits to expand and support news platforms that tell American people the truth as opposed to corrupt criminal mainstream media, to support statesmen to get elected who are honest for American people, like former Congressman Ron Paul, who ran for president in 2012. We need a lot more Ron Paul, don't we? We need our support. And that support will come from the money that we don't give away to criminals in D.C. And I'll have to pay you 50% of someone's membership for that. A minimum of 1,000 is a maximum. If somebody would have paid the IRS, for example, someone makes $1 million, they owe the IRS $300,000, okay? Let's say $300,000, let's say. Their membership would be about $90,000. And you get half of that $45,000 for you having that person become a part of the Restore Freedom Plan to fund the freedom movement. This is not to make Paymon rich. I want to make that clear, folks. The purpose of money is not to make me rich, to live in a bigger palace, a nicer vacation. Okay? I'm just a funnel. I'm just a conduit to take your money and give it out to all these other freedom groups, organizations, leaders, lawyers, everything that you need to fund to fight for you. That's all Freedom Law is and a Restore Freedom Plan, okay? So the best way to free yourself of this situation is to just go tell others. Even if it means you go from the supermarket and pass them. We need all those brochures to show people. Do you have them online? I can show them. Okay, get one. Okay? I got, we just printed, folks, these brochures. Let me see if I got one here. These beautiful ones, cardboard, okay, about a 7-step plan you can pass out to everybody, which are fantastic, okay? Yeah, and then I'll go get one for you. We'll mail it to you as many as you want. We just spend $5,000. So go out there and pass it out to people in front of supermarkets. Here it is, folks. And restore freedom. Drain the D.C. swamp. You see that? Okay? It says, defund the FDA, CDC, FBI, CIA, and DOJ. Take the 7 steps below to live free of virus, deception, robbery, and slavery now. Follow the law. Step one, follow the law. Based on U.S. government's official legal website, not my opinion or yours, their official legal website. No law requires 99% of Americans to follow and pay income tax. Right? And then, this beautiful cardboard color over the other side to the other steps. Okay? You need to shine a little bit. You'll see better now. Steps 2, 3, 4 here, and on the back, steps 5, 6, let me see, here we go, 5 and 6 and 7 on the back. And down here and here, this part, see a box here? You put your name and phone number there, okay? You put your name and they call you for more information. When they call us, we ask them, oh, you got the brochure? Whose name did you have on there? Oh, we had Jeff. You know Jeff's number, Jeff Jones, or Steve Robinson, the name and phone number. Guess what? We do that. is I want to make sure you get paid for being a Paul Revere, for going out there, standing in front of the supermarket, and give it to people. And some people will say, no, not interested. Crazy, wacko guy, conspiracy theorist, tax protester. Fine, but a few people will say, that looks interesting. Give me one. I'll take it home and read it. I say, oh, this is interesting. I'll go to the website. Our website is listed all over at the bottom of every page. Most pages have our website. Right? So that's what I suggest you consider doing, Harold, you know, my friend, too. Let go of the social system in time. And meanwhile, do what you got to do. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, looks like we got that caller question answered. I think we, let's see, we can go to, I think we can answer everybody's questions except a call from area code 970344. We called him once and he wasn't there. He might be around now. If you're there, 971-344 prefix, we're going to give you one more try to ask your question. You have a question, my friend?
Yeah, it's me again that called earlier about the Oregon letter that I received.
Okay. Yes. Okay,
so
that's
yeah.
The
so
yeah, this is Lisa, right? No, sorry, I got you
yes,
confused.
Yes, yes,
yes. Okay, Lisa, yeah. What else would you like to know, huh? Yes, Lisa.
Yeah. So I wanted to read like the very end of the letter just to get your like input on there. Because it says we may issue a subpoena for you on you and your records. And it says, in addition, a petition may be filed with the Oregon Tax Court for an order requiring you to file a return. And it has like the, you know, the ORS and the number for it regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
So is that saying that the only way they can make me file is if they file a petition with the court?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
What that is, these are dumb computer-generated form letters. There's nobody in government come across you and said, oh, I'm going to send a letter to Lisa and wait for a response. And if Lisa does not answer, I'm going to go after her. But that is what they want you to believe and think. So in these letters, they put all of this threatening language to scare you. That's all it is. It's just stupid, dumb, computer-generated letter, no different than junk mail. There's nobody watching you. There's nobody expecting you to respond, waiting up. I gave Lisa 30 days to respond. She'll respond, guys, I'm going to go call Lisa or go by her job or by the home to see, hey, Lisa, why did you ignore my letter? That's what they want you to believe. Okay, they send in mass, and they know that a good percentage of the people will be fooled, thinking, oh, I got to respond. Oh, God. They're going to come get me, visit me. That's what they want you to believe, but no. It's a dumb computer-generated letter. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Yeah, when I was reading it, I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't make – yeah, I was like, it didn't sound right because I'm like, I never heard that. But and then the other thing I want to run by you when you said earlier about if you move to another state, like if you move to another state,
mm-hmm.
Are you saying basically I just want clarification. If you move to another state, are you saying that you don't have to owe in the state where you were supposed to file? Like you don't have to owe that any tax in that state where you used to live in?
Well,
or what was your purpose of explaining that? I was trying to get more clarification of what was the purpose of moving,
sure.
if I was going to move
sure.
long-term or not.
Look, if you legally end up owing a state tax, if you lose a case, whether it's the state of Oregon or state of France
yeah.
or Japan or Egypt, legally, by a law of that country, they want and expect you to pay them. Okay? At the end, however,
okay,
you have the choice to pay the French, Egyptian, Japanese, or Oregon government that money that they claim you owe them, even though you're not within their physical jurisdiction. They have no power, no power outside their borders. You're no longer in France or Egypt, okay, or Japan. What can they do to you? They cannot, can they? If you live in Germany, the Japanese or French government cannot come and take your stuff. Same thing with Oregon. Okay, if you leave Oregon, the Oregon cannot come and take your money from now in Texas or Nevada, okay, or New York. Doesn't matter. That's what I mean. So that's something that you decide if you want to pay them or not at your choice. And they're not going to come after small amounts. So they think you owe them $2,000 or $10,000. That's nothing. These guys are dealing with billions. They don't have enough time and agents to go after someone who owes them $2,000 or $10,000. They just send a bunch of computer-generated letters, and hopefully some people send it in. That's it. Folks, taxation is supposed to be very efficient, but people aren't voluntarily paying. If you resist, they do not have the time and resources to come after. In fact, I want to show that to you, folks. You guys, these people say payment. I've gone to your website, watched the videos. That's not true. You guys mostly have not gone to our website. Listen to step three. Realize IRS is mostly bluff, okay? This is important you guys get this thing, okay? That, look, for every $1 that the IRS spends on filers, okay, IRS collects $3.40. That's right, versus for the same $1 spent on non-filers, IRS only collects $2. So, you see, it's very efficient when after file and filers, because every dollar becomes $340. Whereas non-filers is a hassle. Only collect $2 from your $1. If you then, where would you spend your money? Okay? Where you can get collect $2 or $300. Folks, that's why you see you have the guy who watches 1 minute video, okay, about we outnumber them. 100,000 to 1, okay, and leave you alone when you're not following the IRS. Really does, okay? That's why I have this stuff. You look at the IRS's collections are down by 9%. That's filers. Non-filers are left alone. If you play this video right here, I can write this one, for example, okay? This is really an awesome video you guys are going to watch, okay? In this one, I'll show you guys how IRS, David Charlie, oh, you'll just love this. This is absolutely, this blew my mind when I came across it, okay? This shows the IRS used to come after non-filers, and they left them, they're leaving us alone, yeah. This is all based on government's own documents, folks. So don't worry about it, you know? Just focus on the positive by going to the website first, freedomlawschool.org, and take the 7 steps there. If you watch my videos, that's not sufficient. You need to go through the 7 steps, okay? If you have not gone through 7 steps, folks, you want to do that. Go one at a time in your car, listen to the 7 steps, then you have lunch or dinner, then go ahead and watch the videos. I know you're too busy to watch them first time, so listen to them in your car. Got it? And the first 3 steps are the key. The first 3 steps are the key you got to work on. After that, it's downhill. Real easy after that. Any other questions?
No, but I think you answered the ones that I want. I was just, the only thing when I kept reading, I was actually reading like the top portion, but when I read the last one, I'm like, oh, what the heck? Cause then so that's why I wanted to double check on that last portion. Because they do like cite like this, the Oregon 308, like, and I never even look it up, but I'm assuming it's just something that they just try to, like you said, it's just a scare tactic.
That's right. Scare tactic.
To make you think, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? You want to tell you, hey, so. Lisa, if you, you know, we'll probably ignore you. We're too busy. You think they'll tell you that? Come on. What do you expect from them? People try to scare you.
Yeah, so cool. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, I think we have call from Erica 604, guys, right? You haven't called to get called on him or her. Okay, call from Miracle 604. You are live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Give me your first
name.
I'm doing good. How'd you hear about me? What's your name?
Hi, it's Rod. I'm from BC, Canada. Does it work the same down here? Like, what would be the steps I'd have to do in Canada?
Sorry to tell you this, my friend. You know, Canadians did not revolt against the British like America did. They did not declare to the world that the rights come from God, not from governments. In Canada,
okay,
your
but
rights come from king.
As a man, would I be able to just do that myself?
Nope. It has nothing to do with that, with your man or woman, okay? It's that in the only major country on earth that in the founding documents of that country or countries, Union of 51 states, and the laws and the court cases based upon that foundation is recognized that your rights come from God, the creator, not from government, is America. The founding fathers specifically limited the federal government's powers and especially the taxing powers of the federal government. No such restrictions exist in the Canadian, English, French, German, any other country on earth. Sorry to say. The best you can do is this. Go across the border, just like illegal aliens from Mexico, Guatemala, come from Mexico to the United States. Come from Canada to the United States, seek asylum. Okay? If you have to. And live in and come to the free state of Florida. A long-term plan is, if you all, in asylum anyhow, that's what the communist Democrats want to do anyways. And don't worry, they will not kick you out. Hey, they won't even keep you out to begin with. So why would they want to kick you out? They're deliberately letting millions from South America come here, okay, to stay to vote communist, to Democrat. So why don't you from Canada come over here? We need your votes. That's the best thing can be tax-free, my friend.
Okay, so there's nothing I can do in the Canadian tax law then.
No.
What you're saying.
And all the stuff about I'm a man, I'm a sovereign, all this stuff, land, I have no adhesion to contracts, the system back in common law, all that.
Well I got off with three driving charges on that.
What's that?
I got off on all three driving charges because of that. I don't have a license or a registration, so that's what I used. But I know who I am,
Great.
Right? I know I'm from God. God is my law, right? I don't listen to anything, acts or statutes, what they say, right? So I am the law.
Well, let me tell you this. I used to be what I thought was a sovereign state citizen back in 1993 and 4.
Well, you can't
Way
be a sovereign
then.
Citizen. Those two words are
state citizen,
on opposite.
Okay. I did all this kind of stuff, various theories of patriots and mythology. And guess what? I see some people do this kind of stuff, claim the sovereigns in America and win.
Yeah.
And the cases be dismissed.
Yeah.
So many others
yeah,
lose.
That's what happened.
And so many other lose. And you see, you got
to
remember.
Well, I think it all comes down to really if you know who you are, right? That's exactly
no.
it, though. The people like
no,
to
doesn't.
Say that they're sovereign that, but they don't really
no, it
know.
Doesn't. I'm sorry.
Right?
Look, you could look. I don't have to. I shouldn't even take your call because you're not from America. You know, ask me.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
I'll do the favor because I love you. I want you to be free. Well, remember this. I've done this
right.
for 30 years. So you
yeah.
want to teach me another time. But if you want to learn from me, I'm here to help you. Okay, so let's decide
yeah,
who's going to be teaching who. If you think you know it all,
yeah.
then
yeah.
let's end it all. Because you know better
than
me.
I don't know.
Why am I trying to
teach you
otherwise?
I do not know it all.
Okay,
I do not know it all. That's for sure.
I'm trying to tell you. What you heard is nothing against you. Nothing against you.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it becomes like religion to people. You can argue with them about it, logically, factually. They're defensive, like you're attacking their integrity. I'm not attacking you or them. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Been there, done that. Sometimes you come across honest government agents, policemen, judges, who just don't want to mess with you, leave you alone. It doesn't mean they agreed with you. That's the biggest nonsense patriots go through. Well,
I hear
you.
I hear you.
And let me finish. That, you got to let me finish. And it left me alone. And the person assumed, Harris agreed I was right because I canceled all my adhesion contracts I had with them. Recognize my sovereignty. And recognize that I'm not that all caps letter corporate debt fictional entity. They realize they have to leave me alone. They agreed with me. No. They're just too stupid and busy to read your letter. This, it left you alone. It doesn't follow that they left you alone because of what you wrote, does it? It doesn't logically, scientifically necessarily mean the reason they left you alone because they agreed with you, right?
Well, no.
Stop. This is scientific. This is perpendicular. You can argue with that.
Yeah.
You cannot say 100% for sure the reason you wrote the letter to the government and left you alone is because of your letter. You cannot say that with 100% certainty because you don't know. You really don't know. Maybe a good educated guess. You may be right, but you may be wrong. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So now,
I did other things. You got to let me finish too, right?
No, I'm not going to finish. No, because this is my show. We're not here to listen to you. They're here to listen to me. Or for me, this is not yours. This is everybody else. I'm trying to help you and everybody else.
Okay, well, I'll let somebody else come in.
Okay, listen. Go to the next caller. I'm sorry.
I love you too, man. I wasn't personal.
He's a wonderful human being. He thinks he knows it all so well.
I love you too, Payman. Payman, I love you too.
He knows more than me. And he wants to call my show and teach me. This is the kind of guy that sadly will get in trouble. Because he assumes that he's right. I try to tell him, look, you may be right. You may be wrong. You never know unless you know for sure. Don't jump to conclusions. But they jump to the conclusion that they must have left you alone because I declare my sovereignty, independence. No. The likelihood very much is the cop didn't want to deal with you. It was late in the day, perhaps. He was going to be off the shift for another half hour. And he didn't want to go be late for dinner. Because if you were to arrest you, they have to process you, take you to jail. All that stuff would take too long, maybe an hour or two to do process you. And he didn't want to go home and be late to dinner. His wife says, hey, why are you late? Oh, because I wanted to get this guy who was a sovereign and prove that he's wrong. He just figured, let's just go along, whatever you want to believe. I'm not going to mess with you. Go home. I'm going to get to my home on time with my wife for dinner. Now, that could be the reason why it happened. But he doesn't want to even entertain the possibility that that's what may have happened. He wants to insist, no, I won because I'm right. And I'm going to teach you, Payman. I've done this for maybe 2 years or 7 years. I'm from Canada. I'm going to tell you in America with 30 years, and you never gone to jail. You always won openly, publicly, that I know more than you. Folks, one of the things that had me win is I always stayed humble. To people who were there longer than me and knew more than me. To Sean O'Connors, Urban Schiff's, Vern Hollins, Bill Drexler, Bill Conklin. Okay? There are many people, folks, that are there longer than me. I was a young man in my early 30s. I said, I'm going to remain humble. I'm going to learn, find the best guys, and learn from them. Okay, and one day I'll be the best because I remain humble and learn from the best. And you know something, folks? I started back in 1992. I did not go and start my own organization to actually take people's cases, be responsible, until 9 years later in 2001. For 9 years, I only taught people what little I knew. I refrained from taking responsibility for getting you in trouble by coming to me, and I'm the responsible one because I knew I did not know enough to take responsibility for telling you follow me. But this guy thinks he's so right. He wants to come and tell me on my show how I'm wrong. Well, I wish him the best of luck. I really sincerely do. I love you, man. I wish the very best. You can just stay open to learning other people. And like me, stay open to being wrong. Because the first 2 years I was involved in the movement, I bought it a bunch of patriot mythology nonsense because that was out there. That's what brought me in, was the adhesion contract theory, then the state citizenship theory. Then I heard about Karma Law and UCC, and it all sounded good to me until I met some people said, Paymon, that's all a bunch of nonsense. This is the right way. And I realized they were right, and I corrected myself. And that's why I'm still free. So help, brother. You can keep open mind to being wrong and look at everything new with an open mind. Then maybe you're wrong, but with an open mind, make a scientific, unbiased examination of everything. Okay? Do we have any more callers that have not been the questions answered? I think we got everybody's answered, right? The number's on the screen, folks. If you have questions, call 657-383-1755. And push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question. And I will take your questions right now. And I think we have a call from area code 985. Did we take this call? From area code 985, I think he's waiting for us. Yes. Let's go to the call from area code 985. We've been patiently waiting. All right, my friend, what is your first name? How'd you hear about it?
Caroline.
And then your question, please.
Caroline.
Caroline, so is that you again? Did I mix it up again?
No, this is another Caroline. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay.
I heard about Paymon. I guess it's been about 8 months now, and I've been doing my research, and I'm definitely interested in joining. But I had a couple of questions in regards to the pricing. And I just want to just clarify it to make sure that it goes by your, I guess, your gross income, which is the price that you pay on a yearly basis.
It's based on net income.
Okay, net. Okay.
It used to be Caroline had a flat. Go ahead, huh?
Okay, the next question I would like to ask, I'm trying to figure out because of this lock-in letter with my employer. They had sent a letter to them telling them to, I wasn't allowed to claim any exemptions, zero. So they're taking full amount of money out of my paycheck for a past, I guess you could say, illegal debt from 2012. Okay, they haven't sent me any letters or anything demanding the money as of yet, but I know it looks like the state's kind of picking up, too, as far as on their collection end. Here in the state of Louisiana, I will say this. If you don't pay your state taxes, they will suspend your driver's license and everything else. So Louisiana is a very, very hard to deal with when you owe any type of taxes. But anyway, to make a long story short, I'm just wondering how my employer is going to react with this lock-in letter that's been in place. I guess it's been, what, over 3 years now?
Wow. You know, the lock-in letter is the most difficult thing that I ever deal with everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's the one thing that legally at this point, I'm not able to help people out. I got to tell you the truth, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because it's the employer's fault for blindly thinking, if I don't steal Caroline's money like the IRS told me, they come after me. And I don't want to be liable. Sorry, Caroline. I love you, but I'm afraid of the IRS. So I'm going to just sell you down the river, steal your money. The problem. How big is your employer? How many employees does he or she have?
It's I probably got like maybe about 100.
100. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that means we may be able to deal with this person, the owners, because it's not a mega corporation with 90,000 employees that the other caller said. Do you know the owner personally?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, in the hierarchy of the company, honestly, mm-hmm. are you in the top third most valuable people, middle third, or bottom third? Which one?
No, top.
Top what percentage? Top 10%? Top 20%? Where?
Top really 1%.
Really?
Yeah.
So then, I can help you with that, because that means if there's 100 employees, you're top 1%, you're really right up next to them. Yes. In that case, because you can talk to him, I can show him how that IRS locking letter is completely toothless. Mm-hmm. And he has no liability whatsoever to the IRS for ignoring that illegal, toothless intimidation locking letter that the IRS illegally, against the law, sent to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be able to help you with that.
Okay. And let me ask you, if I would do this, like I said, I am doing it, no ifs, ands, or buts, you know what I'm saying? But the only thing is, would they put the pressure on me for that pass from, like, 2012? Because what they've been doing is, it would have been crazy for me not to file, because I really don't owe any money when I do file now. But that was on something like I guess it was like a 1099, and they didn't send me the actual income tax form for me to file, and I totally forgot about it. So that's where the additional income they claimed was due from 2012. But I'm wondering if they would kind of put the pressure on, you know, knowing that nothing's being taken out of the paychecks or anything with this 2012 amount that they –
The 2012 is a whole different game going on here, Carolyn, than your locking letter. You're talking about two different things. You're talking about an ant and a tiger. They're not related.
Yeah, the locking letter.
They're not
is
at all
really,
related whatsoever.
I know, but
so
they have construed it as, because they figured they wasn't getting anything, therefore let's go and do the lock-in letter and say, well, she's not allowed to claim any exemptions. So we're
You cannot jump to that conclusion either, just like I told you on the caller.
Mm-hmm.
The lock and letter system in the IRS is completely independent of the other stuff going on. Folks, we think the government is one mindset, like one human being. All the fingers are coordinated. Government reality is like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's every human being doing their own agenda, their own thing. They're a bunch of lazy people. They don't have somebody to say, hey, guys, you know, Carolyn has this 2012 issue. So in order to get her, let's go get a locker letter to get her that way. Got it, Charlie? Got it, David? We're going to get Carolyn this way. No.
Mm.
It's just not how it works. Okay? Mm.
Okay, because it just seemed so coincidental, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I wasn't sending anything.
Doesn't matter if it's not coincidental, you know? It just because the coincidence happened doesn't mean that's necessary. The reason is, folks, you've got to take a logical, scientific reasoning. You got to quit guessing. The line of this brochure is perpendicular. Now, that is scientific. This is 90 degrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As you know for sure, you can see it, smell it, touch it. Don't guess at it. Oh, I got the cold because I ate too much. I got the cold because this guy had a cold. I was next to him. Well, I got a cold because I was in this party. These people have the cold. You don't know that. We don't know things. Refrain. I'm jumping to conclusion. I'm telling you, Carolyn.
Okay. All right.
Government people are lazy, incompetent, inefficient, opposite of you, because there's no profit motive for them to work harder. No, their boss is a legislature who is a bunch of politicians who want to get elected. that I'm paying attention to how the government's been efficient or not. The bureaucrats go at their own whim, at their own pleasure. Long coffee breaks. Have you heard of a bureaucrat being fired because he didn't work very hard?
Yeah.
Come on. They don't. That's why these fear-based, centralist, communist systems do not work. That's why Soviet Union communism collapsed of its own weight. Government structures are communist. They all own it together. Therefore, no one owns it. There's no accountability in the systems like government. That everybody owns it means nobody owns it. See, do you think you work with a company with 100 people? You guys bust your butt every day to make sure you guys don't go broke? It's a whole different world than government, folks. Once in a while, if you can, go in the back door, have someone in the government, any agency, the weather agency, have them take a walk through our organization. I once did that. I was in this weather agency in the high desert of California, and I was amazed. These guys are a bunch of lazy butts. They do a jack. I just walked in. This guy said, oh, no problem. Let me give you a tour of our place. Talk. Why? Because he's bored. My brother worked for a government agency in South Carolina for years. He said, Paymon, I'm bored. 10 of us are trying to look busy to justify our salaries. You know, I'm bored. I said, hey, how many of you could do a job, the 10 of you? He said, 4 of us could get the job done. That's government, folks. Don't think there's one mind that sees you. This guy from Canada thinks, oh, they must have agreed with me because they're intelligent like me and think and analyzed it and recognized I was right. No. They don't hire me based on intelligence. They just fill up quotas. You know, that's it. All right, so, yes, I can help you with that. Back to the point, Caroline. Yes. In your situation.
Okay, would I need to make a phone call and discuss about the 2012 in reference to me joining, signing up?
Caroline, what you want to do is to stand for a one-on-one private consultation with me so I can go over your situation. Analyze it, what's going on, and that will go toward your membership, by the way, okay? So that way I can really take my time, see your paperwork, what's going on, give you I have a better understanding of your situation in more detail, and can give you more accurate answers.
Okay.
So
I will do
contact
that.
Contact our office. It's $400 with me for an hour, or $200 to go with one of my trained activists. I have half hour to set things up and half hour with me afterwards. Either way works. It's your call. But that way I can know that what I'm telling you is fully detailed, checked out, and correct. So I don't want to mislead you. Okay?
Right. Okay, gotcha. That's all I'll do. I'll make that phone call and I'll get all my paperwork together. But I'm joining my son. I told him about it. He's young, just starting out. He's 20, I guess you could say, well, not really just starting out. He's 26. And I was telling him that I want to sign up. Okay. So it'd be both of us.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Look forward to having you working together to restore freedom. And you know what? We might be able to, if you're that high up in the company, be happy the company owner. Stop filing a income tax. And think about this. If he's open-minded enough to listen and learn, look at government's official legal websites, I can show him how to legally stop any and all withholding from all the 100 employees. No income tax withholding, no Social Security withholding, no Social Security matching or Medicare, none of that.
Right.
All
the
employees will be free. The owner will be free. The company will be much more profitable. And you get paid, by the way, a commission, half of his first year membership of the Employer Freedom Package. Yes.
Right.
For you neither one, but God to listen. And
yeah.
Look at government's official legal websites. That'll be show him.
I think I can achieve that. Most definitely, because me and my son work for the same company, and I've been telling him probably in the next 5 years I'd probably be retiring, and they're like, you can't go nowhere. So they're trying to, you know, tell me to take on this other position, and, you know, so I've got some kind of leeway there. But like I said, that is my goal, is to actually get with her and have a sit down with her and go over all of this literature, you know, and how all of the employees can benefit from this.
And tell your other employees at your job also.
Educate them.
Because you're going to want their support. If you are able to get some of the top people of the company, the associate, to understand this, they're going to support you with the owner. The owner will look around, hey, what do you guys think? Says, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll check out what Caroline says. She's right, boss. You got to check this out. How about you say that? Yeah, me too. I checked it off too, man. This is all based upon government's own official legal websites. I mean, is that what we're supposed to do? Isn't that why the law is there on the official website, the government, for us to follow? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Freedom Law School helps us do.
Yes, but that's my goal, and I'm going to fulfill it because, like I said, I think I can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about
very
educating.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. So
look forward to it. Look forward to Caroline.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Great. Great. All right. Do you have any more callers, guys? I think this is it for tonight, isn't it? Let me check. Let's put the number on the screen, 657-383-1755. And if you have a question, push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your question. 657-383-1755. Push 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, I think we have a couple of old callers on the line. They got their hands up. I think they call from area code 971-344. He's still on there. Let's see if he's there now. Are you there, my friend? Last time he called you, you know, he didn't answer. We got you live now. Are you there? Call from area code 917-344 prefix. You are live with Freedom Law School. Okay, he's not there. Then let's see. There's only the call from area code 985. That's it. We just answered Caroline's number, so we did. We answered everybody's questions. Okay, by the way, folks, if you have not watched the Restore Freedom Rally videos, folks, I'm telling you, it's great. And you can see Freedom Law School's videos, the best one ever done there for free. These are the best videos I've done are the ones I did at the Restore Freedom Rally. I'm going to show you. All you got to do is to type in restorefreedomrally.org. And when you go there, folks, okay, the presentations of me for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are available for free for viewing. Okay. Let me give you a quick review. You can purchase the audio speakers, though, $59. If you Saturday, Sunday, Bell Victory we had. Gigi Mikovits, okay, Saturday, Sunday, Chef Richard Mack, Dr. Lee Merritt, Pastor Dan Fisher, David Sumrall, Josh Schroeder, Jason Cisneros, Juliet Engel, and Richard Gage, Jeff Olson, folks. These are people, Saturday, Sunday, and Christopher Key, folks. To watch them, it's $59 the replay. But guess what? You can watch here on the red here, okay, on the center right, all that. My presentations for free or listen to them for free. And I update everything, folks. This is the best. Let me see. Can we get there? Let's try one more time. Let's see if it works. Oh, the top one? Okay, I guess this link now. Let's go to the top of the page replays. We have to fix that little link there. Okay. Top of the page. So you can watch right now what I showed on Saturday. Steps 1 and 2 of being free on income tax deception, okay? Follow the law and realize that filing a 1040 confession form is the most dangerous thing you can do. It's unsafe, very unsafe. Then Sunday, step through 3 to 7. Finish off the job. They're both about 45 minutes roughly. And then I did a class on the cashless society issue. Say extra, if you're interested in that. What's coming or not, how to stop it, it's there. And Monday, Restore Freedom class includes Saturday, Sunday, and a lot more detail, slower and fuller. Okay, so you have choices, folks. Listen to these on your drive to and from work. Put your cell phone to work in your car. I know you're too busy to watch. In your car. I didn't go to shopping, the gym, the work. Put let the cell phone on. Listen. Then you want to see it at home, at the lunch or dinner with your smartphone up or tablet while eating. Let it play. You can see everything there for yourself. And meanwhile, folks, tell others about Freedom Law School. This is the season, the tax season. This is where everybody's interested and listens to you talk about the income tax issue, okay? So now is the time to text your friends our website. Text them, say, check this out. 9 minutes on the front page of our website, livefreenow.org, freedommoscow.org, okay? When you go there, yeah, I'll show you guys, okay? Here we go. freedommoscow.org. The video on the front page that comes up. See, look, look down behind, like a new website, guys. Isn't that beautiful? My website guys did a beautiful job of putting this really nice looking website together. Okay, you go down the 7 steps, and you get an overview of 7 steps to be free, and then start the 7 steps is right at the bottom of that. You click on the 7 steps, you click on the scroll down. Step one, this video is only 9 minutes. Let's see, we should make, it says not 10, we should make it 9, it's actually 9 minutes, so guys. Again, not even 10 minutes. Send the address to that video on your drive home to your friends to or from work. Check this out. I'm going to get your opinion on this because this guy claims it's all based upon U.S. government's official legal website. If you see a hole in it, please let me know, because I can't find a hole in it. Maybe you could help me find a hole, because you're smarter than me. You're more educated than me. Build up the ego, folks. That's the best way to get people to listen to you. Pump up the ego and send me their help to educate them and correct them. And then when they watch, they're going to go, gee, that's not what I expected. Okay? So do that and have fun. I'll be back with you guys, folks, next Thursday evening. Have a good night.
Another
question. No, do not have to raise a hand, right?
Right.
Yeah, you got to raise your hand. Yeah, we announced it several times. Give him a chance. Yeah. This is, how many calls did overall? What would you say?
I didn't count that.
Yeah. You count that. No, this is about, well, maybe 5 or 10. 5, 6, 10, 10 listen on this. I'm sure there's a lot. That represents.